Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Samach Zayin. As we continue in our Yardaya discussions, our issues in Yayin Nesach and Bastia. Yesterday was the discussion of Recha and Zeya, because where else are you going to discuss Zeya in Shas? It doesn't talk about it in Shas. So we discussed it yesterday as we spoke about Recha. So let's continue that discussion. Last skinny line on Samach Vav Amma Beis. Amma Rav Mari. Rav Mari says, we just had a machlokas between Abai and Rava about Recha, which comes up again related in Psachim. So Gemara says, Kitanoim, maybe this is a machlokas Tanoim, whether there is an issue of Recha. If you remember, we said, we paskin like Rava, maker Adin, that Recha is la milsa, like Abai, like Achila, that we don't do it, we don't cook kosher and non-kosher together in the same oven at the same time. That's the case spoken about in the Gemara. So we don't do that, that's like Achila. But the Eved, we say, even that would be okay if it was purely Recha. Zeya is a different story, as we mentioned yesterday from the Tshuvas Arash and the Shulchan Aruch, and different shitas about how to use one oven for milchiks and fleishiks. So Amar of Mari, Kitanoi, maybe this is a Machlokas Tanoim. The Mishnah tells us, Haro de Paschama, Mishnah in Shrumos, V'nasna picha v'shal yayin shal shuma, if I have a hot, freshly baked loaf of bread. So roda is the lashon of taking it off, taking it out of the oven. If I take it out of the oven, and where am I going to put it to cool? But it's still boiling hot. I'm going to put it on the top of a barrel of wine. And the wine happens to be truma wine. So what's going to happen? The heat of the bread is going to draw up the taste and the wine, the aroma of the wine is going to go into it. Remeir oser v'byuda matir. So Machlokes, Rabbi Yossi Matir, so Machlokes are Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yossi is Machalik. Rabbi Yossi Matir b'shachitin v'ose b'shal sa'orin. Rabbi Yossi allows it by wheat bread, because wheat bread is not shoev so much, it doesn't draw it up so much, but barley bread does. B'pnei she sa'orim shoavos, because barley bread really draws up the taste. So my life, Hakim Miflegi, what are the two first opinions arguing about? Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. The Mar Sava Recha Milsehi. Let's suggest that Rabbi Meir holds that Recha is something significant, and Rumar Sava Recha Velo Klomu. And the other opinion says no, that Rabbi Yehuda holds Recha is nothing. Like Rava says, isn't this Machlokas Amaram really a Machlokas Tanahim? So Gemara answers, no, L'Rava Vadei Tanahi. According to Rava, it's for sure Machlokas Tanahim, meaning Rava, who holds Recha Lav Milsa, for sure does not agree with Rabbi Meir. Because he can't, Rabbi Meir says Aser. So Rava has to say it's a Machlokas Tanahim, and I hold like Rabbi Yehuda. La Abaya Milema Tanahi. But according to Abaya, do we have to say, are we forced to say it's a Machlokas Tanahim? Is there any way to fit everybody according to Abaya Shita? So Gemara says yes. Amar Lecha Abaya, Lav Mi Itmar Allah, Amar Rava Barchana, Amar Reish Lakish. Really, you have to limit this machlokas. Bepas chama v'chavis psucha divrei kol asura. When it's hot bread and an open barrel, everybody would agree usher. Thank you. Everybody would agree usher there because of recha milsa. Meaning Abaya says, maker that everybody holds like me. Both opinions can hold like me. And therefore, if it's hot bread and open barrel, so everybody agrees usher. Bepas sonenis v'chavis magufa. If it's a closed barrel and a cold bread, divrei kol mutaris. Then there's no recha. It's not that Recha is La Milsa, but there's no Recha in that case, because it's cold on a closed barrel. Lo Nechleku, the Machlokis in that Mishnah is, what about either of the middle cases? Ela Bapas Chavis, V'Chavis, Bapas Chama, V'Chavis Magufa, if you have hot bread but a closed barrel, or Bapas Sonenis, V'Chavis Psucha, cold bread and an open barrel. So each of them have one of the factors that might transfer the Recha. That's the Machlokas. V'hadi dinami kepaschama v'chavis psucha dami. In my case that I was talking about, is in Bastia, the case we had yesterday, is open barrel and hot bread. That's what it's similar to, right? Because it was the case of the Jew, right, pulling up and trying to drink up the wine of the guy. So, therefore, Abaya says everybody could agree to me. Okay, that finishes up the sugya of Recha.
Chavis Magufa, then, what would be
found? If it was Chavis Magufa and a Pas, so the question is, does it go through that? Does it go through that, right? We said yesterday, everything covered is not a problem. Unless maybe, putting the heat directly on it, or maybe, are you Gozer Midz Rabbanan in that case? Right, because Abaya says the real case of Recha is only if it's open. But maybe in that case, would that be real Recha? Maybe it would be an Issa Drabanan of Gzeira Atu. That's a good question. I mean, if it's closed, it's closed. Okay. Hervei wouldn't be closed totally. Zachal. Next, so yesterday we spoke about the Recha, and now we're going to speak about the next sugya of Nosei Tam Lefkam. Here we go. Zachal. Kosha Barasa Barosei Tam Vechulu. The Mishnah said, whenever there is a Nesinas Tam, then it's going to be Usur. If there's no Nesinas Tam, meaning, as we translate that into halachic terms, less than 1 to 60, less than 1/60th, we assume the taste is batel, and therefore, it would not be usur. So, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Hachi Yochazah. That is what we hold. We hold you need to see this time. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda also says in the name of Shmuel, Lo shanu elasha nafa l'tol kris and roschen. This is only, when do we say it's mutter if it fell into hot beans, and that's a case where when it falls into hot beans, the wine, it ruins it immediately. And it's totally ruined start to finish. Aval nafa l'tol grease and sonanin. But if it falls into cold beans, vihir tichon, and then you boil them up, so then, nasa kemisha shbiach l'basof pagam v'asur. So then it's asur. Because any type of shevach anywhere in the process is going to be, make it asur. Because it's not, that's not called nosin tam lefgam. That's not called giving it purely a detrimental taste. Here, it tastes good right away. You're right, when you prepare it, when you cook it, it's going to become taste pagum. But because it's shevach originally, so therefore we say it remains asar. We can say a svara, because once it gives the taste a good taste, then it's nasar, becomes a davar ha'asar. You can't lose that status. And therefore, that's what we pass it. It's in Shulchan Aruch too. Shevach l'basof nifkam. It is aser. V'chein ki aser. Ravin Amar Rabbi Barachana Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says the same thing. Lo shana ela shenafal l'tol gris and roschen. It's only if it fell. When do we say that it is mutter if it fell into boiling hot beans where it gives us a bad taste immediately? Avol nafal l'tol gris and sonanin v'irsichan. But it fell into cold ones and then you boiled it up. Nasa kimi sheshpiach l'basof pagam v'irsichan. Aser, and that is aser. Why does it say the word nasa? It's as if. What do you mean it's as if? It really happened. This is a case of shevach l'basof pagam. Why does the Gemara use the lashon of it's as if it did it? Tosfos deals with that, and Tosfos nasa tema. Am I not going to lishna? Davade mashbiachu. This is what happened. It's not as if. Not mad. Something else that substitutes for this. This is it. So what's the nasa? The Yesh Lomar says Tosfos lefisha ikar hashavach lohave ad laachar sheyartichu v'yitzananu. Really, it doesn't. It's inedible now. It's uncooked cold beans. So that's not edible. You're right. Cold beans with wine taste good. So right now it's inedible. But when's it going to taste good? After you boil it up, and it's going to be bad then, and then it cools off. So after it cools off, then it's going to be okay. But really now it's inedible because it's raw beans. Tosfos says still that's called shevach l'basof pagum because in the state of cold now and then it is going to be nishbach. That's why the Gemara calls it nasa because it's not really nasa now because really it's not edible now. But still that's enough to be called shevach l'basof nifkam in terms of this halacha and it would be asr. It would be asr because the ayin nesach would asr it. Okay, that's why the word nasa is there. V'chein, continuing the Gemara in the middle, kiyasa Ravdimi v'chulu, also when Ravdimi came, he also said this, Ravin and Ravdimi many times have parallel, because when they came from Eretz Yisrael, so first we go to Ravin, now we go to Ravdimi, also said the same thing. V'kach ha'yosin b'harvi shabbasas b'tzipori, this is what they used to do in Erev Shabbos b'tzipori, this is what they used to make, they used to put the wine in, so that when it cooled off, even though it was pagum right, not usher wine, they used to put wine in, and when it cooled off, that's when they used to eat it. They used to eat it on Shabbos. This is what they used to do on Erev Shabbos. See, Rashi v'kach ha'yosin, notes that chomus l'tocha grisin, sonein, v'yemashbichan. Right, they used to do this. V'korin osam shachlayim. And they used to call it shachlayim. That was a fancy dish that they used to have, shachlayim. And that's what the Rambam paskins. The Rambam paskins in Machal Sasuros, and the Shulchan Aruch follows the Rambam as well, in Perek Tezvav. Perek Tezvav are all the laws of Bittel. of the different items. So says the Rambam, Kfar bi'arnu, shim nasan davar ha'asar, taimo b'davar ha'mutar, nasar ha'kol. We'll get to that, Bezrat Hashem, in a couple of minutes. If a taste of something asar goes into something mutar, then it's asar, even though it's only taste. That's only if he gives off a good taste. But if this item was poge, gave off a bad taste, it's mutter. And that's only if it's pogame throughout. It gives off a bad taste, and it's never going to give off a good taste, beginning or after. The Rambam says, either way, if there's any type of sheva given, that's going to be aser. We're talking about a piece of trefir, whatever it's falling in. So therefore, we say that it needs to be pagum throughout. And he talks about kfeila, as we spoke about yesterday a little bit in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, next section. Amar Reish Lakish. Amar Reish Lakish. Says Reish Lakish as follows. Nosin tam lefgam sha'amru. Nosin tam lefgam. That we say, that we have said. There are two versions of Reish Lakish here. The first is a chumra, and the second is a kula. So first the Gemara says Reish Lakish has a chumra on the principle of nosin tam lefgam. Nosin tam lefgam sha'amru. Lo sheyomru kedera zu chaseira melach. Yiseira melach, chaseira tavlin, yiseira tavlin. I cannot say that just because a tavshil does not taste good because it's lacking salt, or because it's too much salt, that does not make it called nosetam lefgam, if it's missing another ingredient. The only reason it's nosetam lefgam is if this davar ha'asr causes it not to taste good. But what am I going to do? Let's finish first. El kol she'ed chaseira klum ein nechalas bebezeh. If it doesn't taste good because of this, it's not eaten because of this, that's the only nosin tam lefgam. If I want to eat something that's treif, so I'm going to put the treif flavoring in, but I'm not going to add the salt. So it's not going to taste like it should be. So it's going to taste bad. So that way I'm going to get to eat it? Of course not. Says Reish Lakish, the only heter of nosin tam lefgam is if it doesn't taste good, and the davar ha'aser was what didn't let it taste good. That is number one. L'chumra, we'll get back to that. Let's just do the other side first, and then we'll talk about it more. The Ika da'amri, the other version of Reish Lakish, is a kula. Amar Reish Lakish. No same time of gam sha'amru. No same time of gam that we said. Ein omrim kedera zu chaseira melach, yisera melach. Chaseira tavlin, yisera tavlin. We shouldn't say that, hey, if I would put in enough salt, I could counter the bad taste that was put in by this davar ha'aser. Or if I put in less salt, I could counter it. So I could do something to make it not a pugum taste. So is this called nosin tam lefgam? The answer is yes. Ela hashtami ha'pugma. No, if this item is nosin tam lefgam, it doesn't matter if you could counter it somehow. This is still called nosin tam lefgam, and it is going to be mutter. Keep in mind, yeah.
Nothing to do with shishim.
Nosin tam lefgam is even if you don't have shishim. Shishim is if it's a good taste, you can be mevatel with shishim. Nosin tam lefgam, you don't need shishim, right? Though we had yesterday, 2 days in Tosfos. What about nosin tam lefgam in a case where something is usher b'mashahu anyway? So you see, it's not dependent on taste. That was the 2 days in the top Tosfos. That was a machlokas. But in a case where nosin tam lefgam, we're not talking about shishim. These two do not contradict. They do not contradict. It's just two elements that Reish Lakish said about nosin tam lefgam. If it's pogam, then it doesn't matter if you can counter the taste. And if it's not pogam, then you can't blame it on another ingredient. That's what we paskin. We paskin that even if you could counter it, it's still pogam right now. One is not allowed. We'll see on Amud Beis also, Bezrat Hashem, that you can't rely on we paskin nosin tam lefgam mutter b'di'evet. L'chadchila, we don't pass in that way. Meaning, if somebody has a treif pot, as we'll see, that hasn't been used for a month, I'm still, l'chadchila, not allowed to use it. Not allowed to use it. If I have a fleishik pot, I'm not allowed to, l'chadchila, use it for noodles and cheese. L'chadchila, if I know that, it has the treif, even if it was more than whatever amount of time, 24 hours, let's say, because it's still no stem of gamma there. L'chadchila, b'di'evet if I did, so that it can't answer it. The pot cannot answer, because no stem of gamma cannot answer something. That's the first shayla a rabbi ever asks. I stuck the spoon into the this. I spoke the milk fork into the hamburger. The first shaila was, whatever we're talking about, a dover haaser, let's see the fork. You have a milk fork stuck into a hamburger. So the first shaila any rebbe will ask is, was the milk fork, have you used it within the past 24 hours? Right, that's the first shaila. If the answer is no, then the hamburger is milk. The fork has to be kashered if it was a hot hamburger. The fork had to be used for hot, right, for hot milk leaks within the past 24 hours. So if not, then the rule is, nos in tam lefkam cannot answer anything, period. That's what we have said, right? If you only have the taste of nos in tam lefkam. The other way, it can become nasar. So the hamburger is sitting in front of me, so it's going to answer the spoon. But that's the first rule in any Hilchos Kashrus question. If you're dealing with something that's a taste of nos in tam lefkam, it cannot answer the other item, period. L'chadchila, we don't rely on it. We don't use it, lechadchila, but b'di'eved, we paskin mutter. How does one define nos in tam lefkam? So, we know what we paskin, but there is another shita out there. There is a shita of the Ravid. The Ravid says, take the word literally. What does pugo mean? Pugo means disgusting and terrible. Inedible. The Ravid holds nos in tam lefkam is a very limited heter. The Ravid says, you know what nos in tam lefkam means? It means it makes the item inedible. Why? Why does he say that? Our Gemara, what was the line we just read? Ve'eina ne'echeles mipneizeh. It's not eaten. If you take that line literally, oh, sounds like the Ravid. Eina ne'echeles mipneizeh. But if you look in Rashi, and if you look in the Ramban, and if you look in the Ritva, and if you look in all the Mefarshim, they do not hold like the Ravid. Why? Because there are many other eyes the other way. First of all, we're going to learn on Amud Beis that after 24 hours, it becomes nos in tam lefkam. What, everything becomes inedible? All tastes become inedible after 24 hours? No. Right? So how could that be? Right? So with other rayas, that is why we assume, like Rashi and the Ramban and others, that lefkam just means it makes it worse. It does not mean it makes it inedible. That's an important machlokas, but we, of course, passing like Rashi and the other Rishonim. The Ritva here says, also an important point, first he quotes Rashi, Pirush Rashi, Einan Echelos Lav Dafka, El Akiva, Tipagima, Purta, Karila, Einan Echelos. Right? That is, as we just said, that's how he would interpret the Gemara. Nira Midvarav, then the Ritva says, it sounds like from Rashi, L'chora, Delo Chashiv Nositam L'fgam, El Akishiesham Pigam Ksas Nikar L'cheich. The Ritva says, it sounds like from Rashi, that I have to taste that the food got worse. Nos in tam lefkam. That's what it sounds like. That's what Nika lechech. And says the Ritva, I don't think so. I will say, hey, no. Vicky, I don't think it's right. A lot of times, says the Ritva, what? After, if I would taste, if in that case, if I would use my fleshik pot to make, that was used for last week for hot fleshiks to make noodles and cheese, I could taste that there's been a bad taste given into this pot, into the noodles and cheese? No. Can't taste anything. So says the Ritva, I will say, no, no, you don't have to taste it. You have to halachically know that it's nosa dam lefkam. That's it. The Giule Nachrim de Kedera de Lapas Yom Tochiach. Right, the whole source, we're going to have this on the base. The treif pots that they got from Midyan will prove this right. De Ein Pagam Klal Nir Gashba. Gefilu Hafi Shari. Elavadai Kol Sheyadanu She'ein Na'uslo. As long as we know that no good taste has been given off. Ve'ilu Hayim Meruba Hayu Pog Molecheir. And if you would have a lot of this taste, it would be ruined, and you would be able to taste it to the palate. Nidon Benosei Tam Lefgam V'Afal Pi She'einu Nirgash. Even though you can taste it, and V'Gashar, that's what Rashi says, etc. And then he adds, by the way, I'll read it now, because it's here, I have it open. Umihu, einos in tam lefkam mutter ela b'di'eved. Aval chachilo asur, v'yektera delav bas yoma asur, l'chachilo gzera atu bas yoma. That's what we paskin. We're not allowed to use a non-ben yomo kli, l'chachilo. B'di'eved, it's okay, as we said, but not l'chachilo. So that is an important discussion in the Ritva.
Is this all subjective based on one's personal preference regarding taste?
It's a good question. Is it all subjective? So, the 24-hour heter, that's subjective. Chazal made that up, and therefore that's given. But other items, right, let's say you have certain mixtures that become bad. So how subjective is it?
Culturally.
So again, it's a good question. How does one determine lefkam? I would say, if there are people out there that would eat it, so that even if I wouldn't eat it, it's not nos in tam lefkam. I'll be machmer in this regard. Because, you know, if people would eat it, that shows objectively it's my taste that it's not an objective. That's what I would assume. Okay. One other point, and that is the Ramban and the Ran, both bring up that Nosei Tam Lefgam is Asur, but isn't the source we're going to have, it can already peak at the end of today's daf, going on to tomorrow's daf, the whole source of Nosei Tam Lefgam is Nevela. Eino Ru'uyi Lager, Eino Kuri Nevela. That's what we're going to have either at the end of today or B'ezrashem tomorrow. But in that case, Nevela, Nevela Nosei Tam Lefgam, if I have a Nevela that's a week old, is that Nosei Tam Lefgam? So the Ramban says, it's an obvious point, but it has to be mentioned, Nosei Tam Lefgam only applies by tastes. If you have an actual item, then we don't say every item in the world becomes pagum the day after it was created, the day after it came. The whole discussion is no saying tam lifgam. It's all about where only the tam is there. If I have a mamish davar ha'asr that falls into my soup, whatever it is, I need shishim kenegdo. You can't just rely on the heter of nosei tam lefgam. So that's an obvious point, but it just has to be mentioned. That's why only if you have a taste balua in a pot. That's where a discussion of nosei tam lefgam is. Aval iser nosei tam shenafal kedera kivish ba'oso nosei tam pagamu ena nosei tam. But here it's a hainu lemishrei lenevela ba'api nafsha. Right, ba'api nafsha, it has to be inedible. But nosei tam is just tam. Then he quotes the Ravid, and he says, ein nochin klal. I don't like the Ravid shot. But again, that's an important point of the Ramban and the Ran, that there's a difference between mamasho shel iser and just the tam of the iser. Based on this, the Ran quotes something that he suggests something new, which we'll see is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. What happens if I put something into my mixture, and it's nosei tam lefgam? It gives it a bad taste. But I put so much in that I'm happier with the larger volume more than I am with the worst taste. So what do you say in that case? It's nosei tam lefgam. But there's so much more of it that I'm happy that I have so much more of this food. Even though it's a worse taste, it's not an inedible taste. It's just a worse taste. Would you rather have, you know, one slice of pizza that you don't really like, or one slice of pizza that you love, or four slices of pizza that, you know, they're okay. So sometimes people might say, I'd rather have the four slices, right? It's a larger quantity. That's more hana'ah for me, the larger quantity, than to have the smaller quantity, which tastes better. So which is it? Which is it? Do you go to the restaurant with the larger portions, even though it doesn't taste as good, or do you go to the fancy, fancy restaurant, which gives tiny portions, which has amazing food? So I said, it's a good kasha. Some people want to go to the fancy. I'd rather have a little bit that tastes amazing. The other one say, what are you talking about? The portions! Give me a lot! Right, so what is it? So the Ran says, goes by the portions. Ran says, because in general, if I would get more hana'ah by the larger amount, even though it tastes worse, it's usher. That's not called nosei tam lefgam. That's the chiddush of the Ran here on Lafam and Bezim, and Bezim and Daf Arif. Ulafize karov ani lomar. Based on this svara that I just explained. Shem higdil ha'isr midaso shel heter. Achu mashbiach yoser kisha ochlo begodel midaso. Mimashu pogein behefsit tamo. Asur. Achi paso milecho adam kedevela. Unless it becomes inedible. Because you're getting more hana in this case. He says the Rashba is matir, but I don't agree. I know the Rashba is my grand rebbe, but I don't agree. Ve'ein daiti nocha beheter zeh. I don't like this heter. And this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. This Ran is quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Nosei Tam Lefgam in Siman Kuf Gimel. Pgam zeh, that's the Shulchan Aruch says. Ein sarach sheyifgom legamri. Actually, cuts lo ochlo. Meaning, the Shulchan Aruch says, don't paskin like the Ravid. That's basically what he's saying. This pogam doesn't mean it has to be totally disgusting. Ela filu pogam kzas, even if it's pogam a little bit. Eino oser taravus. Oh, it doesn't aser. V'yesh v'shomer. Okay, what if the Isser is Rove? That's another question in the Rishonim. If this is Rove, then, but later on, he quotes the Ran. Some are Chochech. They suggest. That's the Ran. It is Aser. It is Aser in that case. That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes this Ran, which we assume we are Machmer for. Okay, so that is all. No time of Gam, and Simen Kuf Gimel, and Shulchan Aruch. Right, that's the he quotes also that what we just said as well. If it's a whole item, avol davar she'ino, a whole item is not going to be. You don't have the heter because it doesn't become pogum right away. Okay, there's another issue that's brought up here, but we'll wait for Amar Beis to mention that. Weiter. Says the Gemara, continuing. Where are we? Amar Rabbi Yevo, three lines from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Yevo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Here we go, another major issue. Kol shetamo umamasho. Anytime you have the taste of something aser and the mamashis, the actual davar ha'aser, aser, v'lo kana lav. That's a regular case. If I have a piece of nevela that fell into my pot, so then I eat that pot, so that's not only the taste of the nevela, that's the item, the mamashis of the nevela, and therefore that's aser, and I'm going to get malchus if I eat that. As long as I eat it, v'zeo kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. As long as I am going to eat enough of a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. The achilas pras, as we know, is enough time to eat a certain portion of bread, learned down from the halachas of tchumen, so that is the concept of a kedei achilas pras. Rov haposkim assume that kedei achilas pras is an objective time. An objective time, it applies to mitzvahs and applies to averis. To violate an avera, I have to eat the iser in a certain amount of time, because if I stretch it out longer than that, it's not called an achila. An achila means I eat it. If I take 25 minutes in between every morsel of eating, that's not called one eating. So that's kedei achilas pras, but also for mitzvahs. For matzah, everybody's makbid on matzah, right? Matzah, oh, kiddush pras, mitzvah deraisa. What about every Friday night? Right, it's at least a mitzvah derabanan lechem mishnah, right? Some say it's a deraisa, some rishonim, some achronim, but it's at least a derabanan, right? So we have to be makbid on that too. But anyway, so said the there's various shitas about how long is kedei achilas pras. So I have in the Birei Adaf here quotes six. The Chasab Sofer says 6 minutes, and the Baal HaTanya says 8 minutes, and the Tzamach Tzedek says something. Oh no, I'm sorry. The Chasab Sofer says 9 minutes, and we're going down. And the Baal HaTanya says 8, and the Tzamach Tzedek says 6. It keeps going. Many achronim try to be machmir for in both ways. Many for mitzvahs try to do it as fast as you can. Right, for any, but again, Rosh Hashanah Zalman says, it's impossible that the Torah wants us to stuff matzah in our mouths. Rosh Hashanah Zalman says that. It's impossible. It's impossible. The Torah wants to stuff. So Rosh Hashanah Zalman says, just eat normally, without taking a break. Just eat normally, and however long it takes you to eat kezayis. And if you're stuffing it, because you don't think you can do it, so either your kezayisim are wrong, or your times are wrong. So Rosh Hashanah Zalman, one of the two. Because it can't be that Hashem wants us to take it and eat like an animal. So therefore, okay, it's anywhere between 3 and 9 minutes, generally the range of kedei achilas pras. But some achronim say it should be machmir in both directions. For mitzvahs, what you try to eat it as, rely on the more shittas that taste smaller. For averis, what do you, averis, who's doing an avera? Ah, Yom Kippur. If somebody has the hetzer to eat on Yom Kippur, how long do they have to wait in between in order for it to not be called kedei achilas pras? Right, so in that case, we say we're machmir the other way. We say, wait, generally we say, a shot glass every 10 minutes. Why do we say a shot glass every 10 minutes? Because, they say, that 10 minutes is for sure, according to Ruba, the Ruba of the Poskim, that's for sure, enough, leheter. So therefore, different shitas about kedei achilas pras. That's what 99% of the Mefarshim assume. There is some type of objective, time period about it. There is a minchas chinuch, which we alluded to in our Sefer HaMitzvah Shir, twice already in our Shirim on the OU.org. We're only up to mitzvah number 7. But the Minchas Chinuch in mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel. Shin Yud Gimel? Shin Yud Beis. Minchas Chinuch in Shin Yud Gimel. In the mitzvah of Yom Kippur. Mitzvah of eating on Yom Kippur. The Minchas Chinuch says, V'hinei lonis ba'er. It's unclear. It's not explained in Shas anywhere. All the Achronim get into the act. Not in the Shas anywhere. The Zeyadua, the ain't called Tivei Anashim Shavim. Yesh b'mayer b'achil yosav yesh ma'achir. Some people eat quickly. Some people eat fast. And we all know in our families, some of us are slow eaters. Some of us. Everybody finished the meal and he's still eating. Right? They're very slow. Sometimes, you know, somebody's finished before everything else. I'm a very fast eater. Right? I'm fast everything. Just Got to use the time. Maybe it's not good if I eat fast. But some people, maybe it's less, says the Minchas Chinuch. What, everybody has their own kedei achilas pras? So no, what do you do? In Misharon, do you go by the person? What about food? Some foods you eat quickly, some foods you eat fast. Do you go by different foods? That's the big shiloh. Do you make a bari nefashas on tea? Right, because tea takes you a long time to drink a cup of tea. A little bit, a little bit, a little bit. But that's the normal way of drinking tea. So, does chicken soup have a separate din of bracha achrona? So the Minchas Chinuch says, I think you go by, everybody person by himself. Every person fends for themselves in Kedei Achilas Pras definitions. That's the Chiddush Minchas Chinuch. We don't assume this. We assume, Rov Achronim assume that, no, there's a specific time, and one has to figure it out who we hold up. But that's the Chiddush Minchas Chinuch, in his view, doesn't say anywhere in Shas about it, and therefore he thinks that everybody does v'lo yaspik ha-dyo v'ha-kumis l'achshov kol min maichol ba'olam adam beinoni. Right, there's not enough ink in the world to write down how long it takes everybody to eat every type of food. Alkein ezim in machal shadam ochel misharina badam benuri. Kamatzorach l'shalos lechol machal. Do you go by every food? Do you go by every? That's his suggestion. What the pasul maskana is, I'm not going to read right now. Anyway, that's Kedei Achilas Pras. Here we go. So Rabbi Avo says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, if I have the ta'am and the actual iser, and if I eat it, it's aser and I get malchus, and that's kedayis v'chdei Achilas Pras. Tamo veloma masho, but what if I only have the tam and not the actual item? Asur ve'ein lokin alav. That's asur, and I don't get malchus. Ve'riba tamo v'kam mutter, but if it's tamo v'kam, it's mutter. Fine. What is tamo veloma masho here? Says the Ritva. Tamo veloma masho, in the words of the Amoraim, is the same exact concept as tam ke'iker, in the words of the Tanaim. Says the Ritva, Tam of Lomamashu means the sugya in Chulin, on Daf Tzadik Ches, Psachim Mem Dalid, the sugya of Tam Ke'ikar. The major sugya of, the, not only is the actual Isser, Usser, but also if I have the taste of an Isser in my item. Let's say an ant falls into my hot soup, and I take the ant out quickly. So if the ant is in the soup, that's Mamasho. And if I eat the ant, I'm going to get malchus. And if it's a whole ant, even if it's less than a kazai, it's because of birya. But if it's only a piece of an ant, and it falls into my soup, and I quickly take it out. So there's no mamashes of the ant there. I saw it, I took it out. But that's tam. And therefore I need shishim, keneged, whatever part of the ant was in the soup. That's called tam ke'ikar. The tam is like ikar. The language of Rashi and Psachim is tamo ke'ikaro umamasho. Right, that's what we paskin, tam ke'ikar. The major machlokas we've shown him is that a din d'oraisa or is that a din d'rabbanan? That is the major discussion in the Rishonim. Rashi and Chulin, Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Beis, the Ramban, others, tam ke'ikar is d'rabbanan. What's his big raya? Our Gemara, right here. What did we just read? Asur v'ein lokan alav. Why no malchus? Why no malchus? What if that in that case of the ant, it wasn't 60? Kineged. It fell into a little bit, my bowl of soup. I only had a little bit left. It fell in, and then I eat it. It wasn't 60. Guess what? I don't get malchus. Why don't I get malchus? I eat tam ke'ikar. Says Rashi, because only also the Rabbanan. That sheet is Rashi, and his big raya is this line of Rabbi Avo right here. Aser ve'ein lokin alaf. That's Rashi. Balei Tosfos ask many questions on Rashi all over, including right here. Right, this big Tosfos. Right, it's big on both sides of the page. Right, I'm an alpha and I'm a base. Right, so this big Tosfos here first starts off. The Tosfos starts off by quoting Rashi and Gidon Ashi. Right, me pirish Rashi perigidon Ashi. See the first lines of the Tosfos? We're not going to do the whole thing. Don't worry. Pirish Rashi perigidon Ashi. Me kan to tam keiker la daraisa. From here, from Avodah Zarah. You think Avodah Zarah is not about the? No, Avodah Zarah is one of the key sugyas in Yom Radeya. From here, tam keiker Rashi says is la daraisa. It's not daraisa, right? Because he says here that there's no malchus. And he quotes how Rashi learns five different Gemaras all the way into the fifth wide line, and then he starts off velo nira the Rabbeinu Tam. I'm sorry, Rabbeinu Tam does not agree because Rabbi Yochanan is like Rabbi Akiva, and you learn that Tam Kikar from Psukim. It's very hard to say that those are asmachtas. Those are hints. You learn it out in Psachim, from a pasuk, from Giulei Akum. You learn out Tam Ke'ikar, that's from Sukkim. It's very difficult to say that those are all Dirabonans. So therefore, Balei Tosfos, here, Chulin, elsewhere say, Tam Ke'ikar is an Isser De'oraisa. It is an Isser De'oraisa. The Shaila then is, what do you do with our Gemara? That's the question. If Tam Ke'ikar is an Isser De'oraisa, so then why do you get Malchus for Tam Ke'ikar? So, Tosfos has three suggestions. Tosfos, you could just leave it on the base, because all three are right here. Three suggestions of Tosfos. Suggestion number one is on the third line of Tosfos. Amud Beis. Amud Beis, the third line. Vihahi. See the word vihahi? The middle of the third line on top. Vihahi dahacha Time over lo mamasho. What about this case where it's just time? Myri b'min b'mino. Debata b'ruba midaraisa. We mentioned yesterday there's a distinction between like items and different items. What's called min b'mino. If wine falls into wine, or min b'she'eno mino. Yesterday we discussed how do you define that? B'shma b'tam. But the rule is the whole idea of tam asering, that's only min b'she'eno mino. Because that's when the taste, you can have taste. If something tastes differently from each other, and one thing falls into the other one, so you go by the taste. That's tam ki ikar daraisa. Min b'mino, if two things fall in, and they have the same taste, one's asar, one's mutter, then mi daraisa is betel barof. Because taste cannot be a determining factor here. They taste the same. Mi daraisa barof. Mi drabanan. Even in that case, we try to get shishim. Mi drabanan. That's all the Rabbanon. So that's what's happening here. You know why here it's Ein Lokan Alav? Because we're talking about Min B'mino. So that's why it's the Rabbanon. At root, Tam Ke'ikir is a concept d'oraisa. But where is it a concept d'oraisa? By Min B'she'eino Mino. Where an Isra falls into a Heter and they have different tastes. So that's where it can ask d'oraisa. But Min B'mino. No, Tam Ke'ikir doesn't apply in Min B'mino. It's Batal B'rov Midaraisa. Right, because taste isn't a factor, so that's our Gemara. It's a case of min b'mino where we need shishim drabanan. So therefore, that is one reason why you want to get malchus here. That's a new kimta, and that's why you don't get malchus. Number one, number two suggestion of how do you learn our Gemara? Go to the fifth to last skinny line in Tosfos. Va'od Amar Rabbi Elio. Rabbi Elio, the Bali Tosfos says, "The shapir mituk mahacha min b'shein omino." No. It can be min b'she'eino mino here. No problem. V'hachi perusha. What does the Gemara mean? Tam avolom amasho kigon she'ein kezayis iser b'kto k'dei achilas pras. Ein lokan alav. Says the Rabbeinu Elio, no. Here's a case where you didn't eat a kezayis b'kto achilas pras. Kezayis of the iser. V'tama u mamasho de lokan alav mari de'ika kezayis it de iser b'kto achilas pras. V'neheter v'az lokan alav. Right? That is the difference here. Here, you did not eat a kezayis bechdei achilas pras. This gets into the sugya, not for now, the sugya imsachim, of the sugya that's called heter mitztarif le'isser. Once something usser falls in, does my whole pot become usser, or do I have to eat a kezayis bechdei achilas pras of the isser? Or does everything nefach le'isser? What's also called chaticha nasis nevela. Right, to connected sugyas. So this is the second approach of the Bali Atosus. How do you read the Gemara? You don't have Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras. Number two, that's why you don't get Malchus. And the Chiddush is, you only get Malchus for Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras. Finally, number three, third answer, first wide line, Ve'od Amar of Yosef. We get to be introduced to all the Bali Atosus here. Rav Yosef, Rav Elio, all these new Bali Atosus. To Mayri Shapir Bechdei Achilas Pras. No! It's Min b'mishen omino, and is class b'chei achilas pras, and you're still not going to get malchus. Why? Mikol makom lo lucky b'tavu v'lo mamasho. It's d'oraisa without malchus. Whoever says you have to get malchus for every yisra d'oraisa, there are some yisra d'oraisa you don't get malchus for. Right? Some yisra d'oraisa. Afal gab the tam keikah d'oraisa. Why? The mehecha the adina tam keikah d'oraisa test tosfos. Where do you know? What's the source of tam keikah? What's the source? Migiule of the gochavim. From the pot that they got from Midyan that they had to kasher. And what did it say there? The ka'amar kra ta'aviru ba'esh. The pasuk there does not say a lashon of iser. It just says kasher them. Ta'aviru ba'esh. It's an asay. The mashma ha'im lo sa'aviru asur. Ve'ein zaki'im asay ba'alma. Avalav leka v'lakach ein lokan alav. Wow. Says Rav Yosef, Tam Ke'ikir is d'oraisa, but there's no malchus on Tam Ke'ikir. Why? Because it's just an Isser Asay. It's just an Isser Asay, it's not a Los Asay. And of course we know, there's never malchus on an Isser Asay. That is the third approach. Rabbeinu Tam does not like this third idea, because he assumes that the Pasuk by Midyan, Tavir Ba'esh, is just a reflection that it's really Treif, and therefore you go back to the original Treif Pasuk. You don't need a separate pasuk here. That's called a hadre li surakama. This pasuk is just a gilui that it's really like the actual treif, and the treif has a pasuk. So you don't need a separate isur here by gilui nachrim. So Rabbeinu Tam doesn't like this third answer. Kaj Rabbeinu Tam, the mikol makom neima kiva da hadre kra a hadre leduchta delanda nevela dechelav. Okay. Either way, though, there are ways to get out of this gemara to explain why you don't get malchus.
In the case of Taimum,
Tam Uma, so that's the machlokas. Whether you say Heter Mitzarif L'Isser. Whether you, if Tam Uma Mashu are in there, if you hold Heter Mitzarif L'Isser, then you do not have to eat a Kazayis L'Chilas Pras of the Isser. You just have to eat of the mixture. Because that's the sugya, Kazayis L'Chilas Pras. Or the sugya of Chaticha Na'asis Nevela. A drop of Isser falls onto a piece of meat. Do I assume it goes through the whole thing and now the whole piece of meat becomes Nevela? What's called Chanan, Chaticha Nasa Nevela or not? That's a machlokas, Rabbeinu Ephraim and other Rishonim. Okay, Viter says the Gemara Velema. What does it mean in Riba Tamlufkam? Velema im Nasan Tamlufkam Mutter. What's the Chiddush of Riba? Hakamash Malan, the Afagav, the Ika Miliach, Renaisa, the Pagma Bade. Right there, the Chiddush is that even if there is a team effort, if you have two ingredients and together they're pogame, and if you would have only had one of the ingredients, it wouldn't have been pogame. Still, this is called nosin tam lufkam mutter. That's the chiddush of Riba. The hilchasa kalish abasa de Reish Lakish. By the way, we paskin asked before about the two Reish Lakishes, could they go together? So the Gemara says we paskin like the second point of Reish Lakish. If it's pogam now, even if I can counter it with other ingredients, it's still mutter. From all of the Amoram that we've quoted on this blot, we could assume that those of Kam of Kam is mutter. Fine, all of them work. Ela de Reish Lakish. According to Reish Lakish, you have to say he holds of it. Amru ka'amar v'leilu svirulei. Right, Reish Lakish just said that which was said. No, the Kam, he talks about it, but there's no raya that he holds of it. No raya that he holds of it. So therefore, everybody else though seems to say it. Period. This whole discussion, oh, we hold mutter. Is there anybody out there that says asr? You only have to say you hold this way if there's somebody else that argues. The Gemara says, in, yes. There is somebody out there that says otherwise. The Hatanya, after all, we learned it in Raisa. Remeyer does not hold of this whole heter. Remeyer holds on some lefkam is aser. Reb Shimon Omer l'shevach aser lefkam mutter. No, we pass like Reb Shimon that nosin on lefkam is mutter. Just 2 points before we continue, and that is, what's the reason that nosin on lefkam is mutter? The Beis Yosef quotes two ideas. Is it that pagam is automatically batel? There is a taste in there, but it's batel. That's what Rashi seems to say. Look at Rashi at Tamar's daf. The first Rashi at Tamar's daf. See the top Rashi? Shani Rui Lager, Shehisricha, Alma Midaafkim Batel Isura. Pagum, it means it's Batel. That's one way. The way the other Rishon, I think the Beis Yosef quotes the Rashba, the beginning of Kuf Gimel, no, it's not called taste if it's Pagum. Not that it's a taste which is Batel, but it's not called Tam. Okay, so the difference in Lumbus, it might have Dafkaminas, but that's just, Beis Yosef quotes that at the beginning of Simen Kuf Gimel. Number two, also, as we mentioned, the Ritva says this is only used by the Aved. There is another, detail of Nosin Tamlufkam that we should mention. The Agos Hashri here says on the Rush, what if it's neither Pgam or Shvach? What if it's bland? What if it's Nosin Tam LeBland? It's just there. Doesn't make it worse, doesn't make it better. So what's the rule? What's the exact? Where does this go? So the Agos Hashri assumes that the Heter is Nosin Tamlufkam, but everything else is Aser. That Nosin Tam LeBland and no taste is going to be usher as well. And that's what the Taz quotes on Kuf Gimel as well, but that's the Hagos Ashri right here. Do a little bit more. Says the Gemara, what are the sources for these shitas? My time is Rabbi Meir. What's the reason that Rabbi Meir assers no sedam of gam? Gomar mi giuli of the gochavim. He learns it out from Midyan. Giuli of the gochavim. Lav no sedam of gam uv asr achmana. The Torah said to kasher all the pots. What are you catching all the pots for? It's been a while since they used them. I'm sure the taste in there is bad, and yet the Torah says to kasher them. So it must be all nosin tam lufkam is aser. And not just on the lachatfila level. If he says to kasher them, Rameir understands that's to mean really treif. The idach, what does Reb Shimon do with that pasuk? What we hold, kid rafuna breid Reb Chia, dam rafuna breid Reb Chia, lo asra Torah ella kidera bas yoma, dolo lufgamu. You know what the Torah was, what Moshe Rabbeinu was emphasizing at the kasha of the pots? He was talking about the ones that were used that day. The Midyanim probably cooked that day, they ate that day. So therefore, that's all he's referring to. He's talking about the ones that were used that day, and therefore, it's not lufgam. Those have positive taste in them. We're going to have later on, not now, but Dafayin Vav. Later on, talks more about Nosem Lefgam. How do you define Lefgam? We've always been saying 24 hours, 24 hours. That's how Rov Rishonim assume. There is a Rashi there on Dafayin Vav, which seems to say that Nosem Lefgam, it's nothing to do with 20, Miyom Liyom does not mean 24 hours. It means overnight. Overnight! Things become Pogam overnight. The Reach Rav overnight. So if it's made right before sunset, so then the next morning, I could already use it. Right? Then, according to Rashi. That Rashi over there. We don't pass it this way, but just be aware of that Rashi, which Hashem will come back to on the Vayim Vav. But anyway, so this is how we say, no, it's not Raya. Because those with the past that we're talking about are the ones from today. The Edoch, what about Rabbi Meir? He does not have this limit. Kedera Bas Yomanami. Even if it was used today, Efsha Delo Paga Perta. It's still not the best taste of its Balua. And it comes out. So even today, it's a little of gum, and it's still usser. So do all of gum should be usser. That is the source of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon has a different source, but Rabbi Shimon will start with Rabbi Shimon's source tomorrow. Just to end off, does the gum taste, we mentioned, that we paskin, that no smell of gum, the Ritva says it here, only b'dievet. Not l'charchilo. We never paskin l'charchilo. Is there ever a time when taste totally leaves, and now you could use it? So that is a famous tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi says, Yud Beis Chodesh. Yud Beis Chodesh, I just got the Shiloh this week, 2 days ago. Somebody called me up and said, I yarshined from my traditional great aunt, grandmother, I don't remember who it was, Mesorati, a set of dishes. Could I use them? So number one, you know, that she always cooked, you know, bought her meat in the kosher meat store. But, well, she always so mocked about other things. Let's assume it was trif. So there's a famous heter, the Chacham Tzvi, after 12 months, all taste leaves. We generally don't paskin plain by the Chacham Tzvi. We assume that there, you could use the Chacham, or Moshe uses the Chacham Tzvi as a sniff. If you have three other kulas, if it was probably not kosher, it was probably kosher, and it's after 12 months. You add it on to be mekel. Not alone, but you add it on to be mekel. By the way, a couple of days ago, we were speaking about the Mumar, the case of the Yai Nesach. I just wanted to mention this. I forgot to mention it. The Yai Nesach case, so the Shulchan Aruch says Mumar makes Yai Nesach. But the whole Shaila was, I mentioned a couple of Chuvas in Sisal Yezer and others about nowadays. What do people consider nowadays? So Rav Moshe seems to be mekel in a Chuva. Rav Moshe is to be mekel in a Chuva because it does not have the status of Mumar. So just add that to the list of Posim. Sis Eliezer is very strongly against Lachumra. He says there's no basis for the other one, but Rav Moshe seems to be mekel in a Chuva. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and we will continue with more issues of Nosas Dam of Gam tomorrow. Okay, tonight's Parsha Shir, 8:45. If I have Parsha Shir, I know it should be up after, but everybody's invited to attend in person. But 8:45 tonight, Parshas Vayera.